Greetings, faithful listener. You are listening to The Blowhole on Finnsider Radio with Finkel and Einhorn. Back to our normal Thursday evening time slot, which will hopefully lead to more listens. Finkel and Einhorn are nowhere to be found, so once again, I, James Radio, and my co-host, Rob Cast, are admirably taking the reins. It's Bills week! Get hyped! Josh Allen is coming to town! Second place in the division is on the line. Are you excited for this clash of AFC East Titans, my friend?
Yay.
Second place. It's on the line.
Second place. God damn you, I don't want to talk about second place.
Could be worse. Could be much worse.
True. Could be the Jets.
They're still playing meaningful football into December. Hey.
Almost in December.
The game is in December.
You've reminded me of that last week.
In the hunt.
In the hunt.
In the hunt, as you like to say.
I do.
So I guess before we start talking about last week, I did want to touch on the top. It is Thursday evening, as I mentioned. So Saints Cowboys, any feeling on that's a big game tonight in Dallas.
Yeah, I think we're gonna also find out that the Saints are still really good.
I think so. I like Dallas in this game. I think they match up well. I don't think they win.
That's a big line. I don't think it's double digits, but it's a big line. So we could talk about that a little later how much you like Dallas. Oh, maybe we should talk about it before the game starts.
We should talk about it before the game
starts.
We got
an hour. The game will be started by the time we finish.
Oh, true. All right.
We're a little early.
We pull up the lines. That's true. We are a little bit early. It's weird because the time change is so dark that it makes me feel like it's later than it is.
Seriously?
Still. Yeah.
I know. You can't complain about that anymore.
Like, I'm not complaining. I'm just telling you. It makes me feel like it's later than it is.
All right. I believe you.
It wasn't a complaint. I like the darkness. I like that it's dark earlier.
Really?
Sure.
You prefer it.
I don't prefer it, but I don't mind it. Like, I wouldn't complain about it.
That's not liking it.
Well, all right. Fair enough. Okay. All right. Well, then let's talk about the
no,
Colts.
No. Let's talk about the difference between like, prefer, and dislike.
Moving on from our existential argument. Colts game on Sunday. Oh, man. That was a tough one. I was really, like, honestly, like, more than anything else, I think I said this on last week's podcast, and all 12 of you that downloaded know what I'm talking about, is, like, I really just wanted an answer.
Don't disparage us like that. We have way more than that. We have my magnitudes of almost 10 more listeners than that. Magnitude of 10. That's a math thing.
I know.
But... So I turned the game off midway through the fourth quarter. I'm assuming we won. How did everything go? We had a double-digit lead.
It went well.
Good.
The defense closed it out, and the offense was able to run the clock down, and we...
Didn't do terrible plays, do 2-3 and outs and late in the fourth quarter to put our tired defense back out against Andrew Luck. We didn't do that.
That sounds like about 20 other Dolphins games that I've watched in my lifetime. But that's exactly what happened, exactly.
Well, I'm sure... I mean, they wouldn't... I'm sure they didn't try the 3rd-and-10 draw like multiple times.
Twice.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nice.
Yeah. So in our undying search for answers as to whether or not this is a good football team or can be a good football team, we're left with more questions once again. I think we're starting to see this team is capable of being good but not great, and it's probably going to end in an 8-8 season. I really enjoyed watching the game on Sunday for most of it until the end, obviously, as most of us probably did as Dolphin fans. It was great to see Tannehill back out there. He performed well, not great. He did some good things. If Osweiler was out there, I'm sure it would have been a much different game.
You're saying we would have won?
No. That's not what I'm saying at all.
But it's Brock Vember.
No.
No.
The defense played well. The defense played well for three quarters. They struggled a little bit at the beginning, but they ended up, they were strong for most of the game after that. There was the Kiko Alonso late hit on Andrew Luck that led to their second touchdown.
Can we talk about that for a second?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. So I get the rules. I get there's going to be like bad calls or whatever. I get the protection. You know,
he was clearly pulling up.
The announcers even made a joke that they're like, oh, if you don't use your arms, it doesn't count. He launched before he slid.
That's why he lifted his arms up and to make sure that he... Yeah.
I'm not even saying it shouldn't have been called because they call that. That's what they call. Right. I get it. But they need to figure out something better because you can't allow quarterbacks who will sometimes dive for that first down and sometimes slide. It's impossible for these guys to know what to do. The guy was already going and put his arms back and moved
and
his head.
And lifted his head up so he wasn't...
all he could to not hit him hard. And he still hit him. I get it, but God, that drives me nuts.
Yeah, it's football. Like, I mean, that was a tough one. I mean, the announcer sure made it sound like he was way in the wrong. And they were
making a joke. Oh, you think if you don't use your arm? Well, he's in the air. He can't do anything with his missile shoulders.
Keep in mind, this was the same team that was calling the Raiders game that thought that William Hayes, who injured himself, was being excessively roughing.
Yeah, that's
who
true.
Injured himself trying not to fall on the quarterback. So it was the same exact team, Arians and company. So either way, not that the announcers had any bearing on the outcome of this game.
It was just another
fluke of bad luck that led to a touchdown for the Colts, because they would have been short on third down there, and maybe
the game been huge.
Plays out differently. Speaking of other things that happened later in the game.
Yeah, actually, I wanted to bring this up because the world, and myself included, was not happy with the punt. You know, not the punt, with the play calling, you know, on that last drive.
Yeah.
You made a good point, so I want you... I want you to make a good point to our listeners.
Sure. Oh, yeah, yeah. No.
That it wasn't the worst. It wasn't the worst thing in the world.
I was more upset by the first draw call, the first one, where it was third and 10, and they ran the draw, and Drake lost 5 yards, and they had to punt after that one. The second one, I kind of got where Gase was coming from when he said in the post game that they were backed all the way up. Like, I mean, they were not going to get it. It was a low percentage play for them to go for it there. Punt it, see if your defense can make a stop. And their defense came within a fingertip of making that stop and getting the ball back in better field position than they would have had before. So, I mean, if Akeem Spence doesn't bite on that pump fake and actually makes the sack, then we're talking about, what a brilliant move that was by Gase to get the ball back had they gotten the ball back and scored, had they made that sack.
But, and that was, and I mean, that was more...
Literally, it's a game of inches, my friend.
That was more luck making a play, I think, than the defense failing to make a play. Other than when a play breaks down, a guy can be running all by himself, and that happens, and that's unfortunate. But I mean, he did that pump and that duck and got out of trouble. I mean, that would have been amazing if we sacked him there. The thing, my biggest complaint, and this is the Madden rules. This is where you need to, people who play Madden actually manage games better than NFL head coaches. Once they were at the 20-yard line and you knew that and you're out of timeouts, you have to let them score. They might not even. They might, if they were heady enough, they would have fallen on the one. But you have to let them score because there's no way Vinatieri's missing from the 10.
Right.
Or inside the 20. You have to let them score and then hope. And with giving yourself enough time, more than 60 seconds to try to get down and tie the game.
Yeah. I mean, I like our special teams, and they seem to block kicks a decent amount, but you can't count on that in that situation.
No.
You have to.
In a dome, Vinatieri, that close, he's not missing that one.
Right. So, but either way, I mean, what ended up happening was, it was very Philbin-esque. It was a Philbin-esque loss. I feel like we saw that game multiple times in the Philbin era.
I feel like we saw that game 6 weeks ago.
Well, Cincinnati was a little bit different. There were some flukes that happened in that game. But same thing, and that's another frustrating thing. Those are two games that they were on the road that they should have won against teams that are in the wild card hunt with them. If they close out those two games, they're 7-4. They close out one of them, they're 6-5, not 5-6, and it's we're talking about a much different season. But we are where we are. We're 5-6 now. Again, one other thing I did want to call out was they played well for the most part, but I feel like it was still very, very, very conservative. Like they didn't take a lot of shots. The shot to Carew that they took, that was awesome. Like, you know, I mean, and granted, I mean, it was Carew made a fantastic play. Tannehill made an excellent play on that ball as well, getting that throw away right before he got crushed, scrambling out, avoiding a sack. identifying the coverage, you know, leading Carew downfield.
Well, identifying the wide open guy.
He wasn't wide open. He was
covered. He wasn't by the time that duck came down.
No, he was being covered. It was he pointed him down. He told him to go because that wasn't the route that he was running.
And
you
he got
I mean?
Hit. That's why it was a duck. And Carew made a great play on it.
Yeah, it was just a great play. But I mean, like those sorts of things. Like they didn't. Like, where's Stills? Like, they didn't take any shots to Stills or Parker or, you know, anybody downfield, really.
Oh, speaking of Stills.
We don't need to talk about that yet. Do you want to talk about it now?
Well, I don't know. You brought him up.
I did bring him up. All right, bring it. So, Kenny Stills, I like him. I think he's a very good receiver. I think he's disappeared since Tannehill got injured.
I think he's, like, really underrated.
And then he was hurt in the at the end of the Lions game. So, he's been playing kind of banged up since then, and he really hasn't done much. But he did have some interesting comments. I guess, was it today that you found this? You found it,
was
today.
Today.
Was it the interview
today
or was it yesterday?
It was, I think it was, Armando from, had tweeted it out from an interview.
Yeah.
Of course I can't find it now because I'm terrible at my job, but, basically they were asking him about his production and he said, hey, he's like, I'm open. He goes, and then he said, other receivers are open. He goes, we can't throw the balls to ourselves.
And then he kind of backtracked a little bit.
Then when he was pressed again, he then kind of like, he's like, well, I'm not trying to say anything bad against Brock or Tannehill. He's like, but, you know, no one person can control the outcome or whatever. But you basically said, you know, that they suck.
Yeah, I mean, Tannehill, honestly, like, I mean, he was good, not great. He didn't take a lot of shots. It was a lot of checkdowns again. And I don't know if that's play calling. I don't know if that's what was there. I mean, he's never been phenomenal at reading coverages. But
you could have just stopped after the word phenomenal.
Well, thank you. But yeah, you get what I'm saying. I mean, so we're going into the Bills game at 5-6 at home. We got five games left. If they run the table, they're 10-6 and can make the playoffs. So they're not out of it. They're still in the hunt. But you know, this is, I don't think this is a gimme by any stretch of the imagination. The Bills are playing okay, apparently. And they have Josh Allen at quarterback.
I don't know if you heard this.
Nathan Peterman.
But the Bills have a decent defense.
Do they? Is their defense good?
It's not great. I mean, they can give up to running backs, but they're opportunistic and they are good at stopping the pass, which is fantastic because, you know, we're so good at throwing for 200 yards in this league where, you know, people throw for that in a quarter.
Here's what I would like to see in this game. I would like to see them just, and for the rest of the season, just stop playing not to lose. Like now, because really there is nothing left to lose now. Like, just let it go. Just cut it open. Like, you don't have your big play guys are hurt, like Grant Wilson, they're gone, but you still have Parker, you still have Stills,
Drake,
you still have Drake who's banged up as well. I'm amazed. It looked like he was like his season might have been over after he got crushed on that draw play, but he came back in the game. Anyway, Drake can play, but I would like to see. I mean, let's see what we have. Like, let's get some answers. Like, let's figure this out. Let's cut it loose. Like, take the reins off Tannehill. Let him throw the ball. Let him throw it downfield. Take some shots. Run some play action. Run some bootlegs. Get this guy out of the pocket. Carew's going to be seeing single coverage. Like, they're not scheming to stop Carew. Like, see if you can't make more plays like that happen, like where you send him downfield in single coverage and see if he can win one-on-one battles.
And true.
Like, what do we have to lose at this point?
Well, apparently, Gase does not think that's a winnable scenario because he won't do it. Talking about wide receivers, we might as well mention, it's not a surprise, but Jakeem Grant went on IR.
Right.
And they called up Ford to take his place on the roster.
Yeah.
So now we're talking about Bryce.
Bryce Butler, right? He played.
He played. Yeah. He was out there. I don't know.
Amendola got hurt too.
Amendola got hurt. So we have Bryce and Carew and Ford as like contributors.
So, yeah, but those are like depth, the bottom. Yeah. I mean, like you still have Stills, Parker, and Amendola should be back this week. And Carew. I mean, Carew was they traded up to get him in the third round. He's done absolutely. I mean, not absolutely nothing, but he hasn't done much. So, what do you have to? I mean, I know we're still in the hunt, but let's get aggressive.
Oh no, we're in the hunt.
Yeah,
there is something to lose. You can't lose to the Bills.
Right,
losing to the Bills might lose the locker room, and that would really test the whole, you know, Gase, you know, keeping this team focused and
but it would
not
nice.
Quitting.
It would be nice to go down swinging. Like, let's go out there. Let's take some chances. Let's go. Let's put our best foot forward. This is a team we should beat. Like, let's go out there and give them everything.
I don't necessarily disagree with you, which, you know, makes for fun radio. And we just yes, you're right. But I'm not arguing just to make good radio. They're not doing that against the Bills. This is a team we have more talent than this team, so they're going to do the Gase playbook, and they should be in position to win. Maybe against New England they do that next week, or, you know, after this game.
Right.
But I don't see that happening this. There's no way he sees a winnable game, he's going to go with what he's been doing.
All right.
He's not a kitchen sink game.
Yeah. Well, we shall see. I mean, it would be nice to see them come out angry and
wouldn't
play
it
well.
Be nice?
Yeah, it would be. It would be. So the line for this game is the Miami Dolphins are favored by 4 at home. So that's actually not a huge line.
That's terrible.
They're saying
they're only 1 point better than the Bills, like on neutral field.
The Bills are 4-7, and they have the best defense ever, according to you.
I'm just saying you want them to be Arizona bad, and they're not Arizona bad.
They are when Nathan Peterman's their quarterback.
Well, yes, anybody is with Nathan Peterman as their quarterback. He's terrible.
Pour one out for Nathan. RIP.
I don't know. He might be our starter next year.
Well, we'll be guaranteed for the first pick in the draft then.
Well, no, what we're going to do, he's going to still wear a Bills jersey. So he might be happy throwing. Actually, we'll just make him wear whatever team we're playing. He's going to wear their jersey, and then he'll throw it to all the Dolphins.
Right, I get it, because those would be interceptions.
Yes.
Oh, speaking of interceptions, how awesome is Xavien Howard? That guy is
so good.
Amazing. I love that dude. He's awesome. I might buy a jersey.
Do not. You may not. I gotta. You know what? I'm gonna get you a nice. You can have a Frank Gore jersey. How about that? Or a. Actually, you know what? I like Frank Gore.
I know.
Too
I like
much.
Frank.
Even though I want Drake to have more touches, Gore is playing. He's playing good.
I thought the mix on Sunday was actually what it should be. It was
about 50-50. Drake got more. They put him in.
Yeah.
In not obvious passing situations and actually let him run and run for long touchdowns.
And he's apparently the only one that can score touchdowns on the ground. He has 4 rushing touchdowns. Nobody else has one on the team, so that's pretty good. One other thing about Sunday, and then I guess we can move on. I did want to call this out. We talked about it offline before we started the cast. The touchdown that the Colts tied the game on was an Eric Ebron touchdown catch in the end zone where, for the life of me, I mean, McMillan was right there with him, and he even jumped. And why did he not put his hands up? Like, I don't understand, like, how his hands did not go in the air on that play. Like, I just, like even the announcers were shocked. Like, I was watching it, I'm like, oh, it's going to be intercepted. And I was like, just put your hands up.
Maybe even should have waved him like he just don't care.
I why jump? Like, it looked like on the replay, like, he didn't know where the ball was. But, like, why are you, how did you have the wherewithal to jump then? Like you jumped, like jump and not put your hand. Like,
you're asking me questions I cannot answer, my friend.
Yeah, no, I mean nobody. Nope.
But I will say this: so he saw the reflection in Ebron's eyes of the ball, but it was off of the Jumbotron, so it was reversed. so he thought the ball was on the other side.
All I know is if that was Madden on simulation, he would have totally picked that ball off.
Not only would he not have picked the ball off, Ebron would have caught the touchdown, but you would have broken the controller.
Oh, man. All right. So back to this week. Buffalo's coming to town. I don't, for the life of me, understand how this team's 4-7. I know they have a top 10 quarterback from the draft this year, Josh Allen, who has played okay.
Yeah. I mean, it's hard to judge.
Their defense is above average. They still have LeSean McCoy. Kelvin Benjamin is a wide receiver.
Yes, but he's listed on the team as a wide receiver. He is a wide receiver.
So I don't know any other players.
That's a maddening player. He's got size and talent and just can't doesn't well, seem to get it done.
He's gone to Buffalo. I mean, he was okay in Carolina.
But not up to his potential.
Probably, yeah. Well, anyway, I don't know how this team's 4-7.
But speaking of the Bills, they snuck that. They had that the one, like, our Bears win where people are like, oh, how did that happen? They had that a game like that against the Vikings, which wasn't even a game like that. Like, they destroyed them.
Yeah.
They beat the Jets, you know, handily. So that's two.
Yep.
Then they just beat the Jags last week in a game they probably should have lost if Fournette wasn't an idiot.
Yep.
Because he was running all over him, and if he stayed in, and if the Jags weren't in free fall. So that's three of their four, and honestly, I don't even remember their fourth one. It might have been a Titan. It might have been the Titans in overtime.
I think they beat the Titans.
So that's easy to see when you look at it that way.
So, I mean, I don't know. Like, I mean, I guess this it's not a gimme. I mean, obviously.
There are no gimmies for this team.
So... I don't know. I mean,
I'm taking the Dolphins.
Me too.
I'm taking the Dolphins.
Yeah. Me too. I think. I mean, if I have to, you know, when we're going to do our prediction, but I mean, I'm saying the Dolphins win this game. I think this is a game that they show up and they play well, like they did, when the Jets came to town. Probably won't put the clamps on them as much as they did in that game. But now they have Tannehill at quarterback, so they should score a little bit more. I'm thinking 20 to 13 Dolphins.
Oh, no way. I literally was going 19-12 in my head.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. That's a weird score.
I know. I kind of wanted to, because it's going to be a weird game. It's going to be like either all field goals or safety or missed things. Eh. It's just going to be a weird game. It's going to be ugly.
All right. I say 20-13, which is also ugly, but not as ugly as 19-12.
19-12.
All right.
So I actually wanted to, because last week, we said, like, you know, we even spoke.
We were,
like,
really close.
I know, but we spoke, like, on my heart. I want the picking the Dolphins, and they covered anyway. But
no, they really should have won the game.
But, you know, but I realized something. I have no desire. I need to, on a personal level, I need to go into these games on the thought that they're going to win, that they can win. Like, looking at the even on games where I think they only have that 3-10 chance of
because
winning.
Because that matters.
Not that it matters. No, I'm not saying it helps them win. I'm saying it helps me to be positive, to go to just, if you assume they've lost before they've always lost, it pisses you off for the whole week, and then you're pissed off on Sunday. I'm always going to take the positive side. I'm going to assume the best because it at least puts me in a good mood until it doesn't happen. But I don't want to be in that bad mood before it's earned. So I'm warning the listeners that from here on out, I'm kind of
positive. Rob,
I'm going on best case scenario. I'm not saying it's going to help the team.
Mr. Sunshine on my shoulders, Rob Pastore.
I'm saying it's for my own personal benefit. It does me no good to be pessimistic. it just brings me down. It's like an anchor on my soul.
It also, like, removes the expectations. So when they blow it at the end, like, you don't feel like you're like, ah, well, it was going to happen anyway.
Yeah, and that's wrong. It should hurt. the losses should hurt. I was at a party at a friend's, one of those Friendsgiving parties Sunday, and the game was on, so it was really like Thanksgiving's. I'm watching football, I'm watching the Dolphins, and God, it really put me in a funk. But it was also the fourth day being off my diet, so I just went and ate more food.
Mm. I had the kids with me, so I was watching it at home, and we were playing Uno, and everything was all good. They were winning. The kids were happy because they like the Dolphins. I mean, they don't really get upset when they lose like I do. So, and then they started, you know, then they choked it away and lost, and it was just frustrating.
Yeah.
So, but, you know, I will. It's been, they've exceeded expectations this season. They were supposed to be 3-13 if you listen to everybody
Not
else.
Our expectations.
Not ours, but.
They're actually kind of falling in line with what we thought would happen for the most part, but not what we hoped would, not the best case scenario, right? There's this game,
right.
There's those games. And granted, the Bears game's one they stole because that's the missed field goal. They could have lost that. They should have lost that game.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
but I'm saying we only stole one game, and we've given away both teams
and won that game several times.
But what I'm saying is though, there are always games there. That's the difference between when you're an 8-8 team.
Yep.
You get a couple lucky breaks and you steal a couple. That's how you get to 10 or 11 wins, or 5 or 6 if you're on the wrong end of it. And right now we've given 2 away and only stolen 1.
Right. So we're gonna get into the grid next week because that puts us at the fourth quadrant for the season. But let's take a little look. Let's take a little look ahead. We don't need to pull the grid out and do any of that stuff. But let's just, they go 8-8, which seems like a very likely outcome to this season. What is the repercussion for this team? Is Tannehill gone?
Probably not. I mean,
he's due to make a ton of money next year.
I know, but what are you going to get? What are you going to replace him with? It's not Osweiler. It's not Fales.
No.
So, I mean, I'm not saying he's a lock to start, but if you don't have...
He's scheduled to make $26 million next year.
Is that a lot?
That would make him the fifth highest paid quarterback in the league. If you cut him, there's $13 million in dead money, but that's $13 million that you get back to. So do you cut him and roll the dice on somebody like a Teddy Bridgewater, or do you sell the farm and move up in the draft to get one of the college guys? What do you think?
I don't know enough about the college guys to know if there's a guy.
I don't either.
Worth
it doesn't seem
it.
Like I don't remember
the,
his
the
name.
Hype.
The Oregon quarterback, and then Auburn has a quarterback and Missouri has a quarterback that are,
I mean, there's the hype isn't like it was for the guys that came out this one where everybody, this was like, you know.
No, and I'm still not sold on this draft class, except for Mayfield. Mayfield looks legit. But yeah. And, well, I mean, honestly, I would have been, Christ, Lamar Jackson. They could have had him. I mean, I would much rather have Minka Fitzpatrick, but.
Yeah. Well, I mean, right now, maybe not.
Yeah, that's true, true,
true. But yeah, no, I agree. How much of an upgrade is Bridgewater?
We would find out. I mean, you'd get him for half the price, and you could put it into other parts of the team, like the offensive line and the defensive line.
Yeah, that's true. I'm okay. Yeah, but yeah. You know what? I just thought of this, and this is the worst.
I mean, $26 million is a lot of money. You could ask him to restructure.
That's what I was just going to say. They could do that, but that's going to add to, or that's going to add a couple of years. I mean, probably cuttable years, but I would, if he's on the team, it's
he's not playing for $26 million next year unless he wins out this year and leads him into the playoffs,
or unless they draft a rookie and it's just like, hey, let's just let him play one more year, let the rookie sit on the bench. But yeah, that's too much money for that.
All right, so like, wax a little more hypothetical while I go get a drink. Do you want one?
I would love one. Wow, so you don't even leave me with a topic, you just go.
So about Tannehill?
Yeah, but it's done. All right, so Tannehill. So what? And now what about Gase? I think Gase is, I mean, barring a catastrophic meltdown or a Michigan alum becoming available, I think Gase is back, and I'm okay with it.
Oh, Gase is safe. I mean, I think he's earned himself at least one more year.
Well, I mean, if they melt down and the team turns on itself and eats itself from the inside out.
Yeah, if it's catastrophic.
Then I think he's safe and I'm okay with him coming back. But like most people, you know, the shine is off the new penny. I'm like, this offense is not exciting. This is not, we thought was.
It's exciting at times. But yeah.
Yeah, like 4 times over the year, it was exciting. And all the people involved in that are out for the season.
No, they were exciting on Sunday. The Carew play was exciting. The Drake, both of Drake's touchdowns were great.
The Carew play was not a schemed play. That was a broke-down play. That's not something that you can
both
be like,
Drake,
oh,
touchdowns were schemed plays that were long touchdowns that were good.
Oh, wow. The guy that we don't give the ball enough?
Fair enough. But I'm just saying. I don't know. I mean, I think he's earned himself another year, barring...
Oh, I do as well.
Yeah, barring catastrophe.
And catastrophe, and obviously, if a Harbaugh is available, there's a good chance Gase is gone.
Yeah, yeah.
Whether it's Jim, John, James, Jerry, it doesn't matter.
We'll say this about Stephen Ross. He seems to be he's loyal to his coaches. Like, he doesn't, like, you know.
Of course, the reason we don't have a Harbaugh is because he wouldn't interview for the position because they had a coach already.
That was not a coach that he hired, though. Sperano was not the coach that he
hired. I'm just saying that's not the Webster definition of loyalty.
Insanely loyal to Philbin.
But that's just, was that loyalty or stupidity?
I would argue that it's loyal. I don't think he's stupid. I would say that he was loyal. I mean, in Philbin, honestly, until Philbin's last season, they were 8-8 all the time. Like, so there wasn't, like, it was always questioning. It's like, this team could be good. Is this team good?
No.
Why isn't this team good?
Because.
They're so close to being good.
Not close.
Yeah, and that's what I feel like. And unfortunately, I feel like we've fallen into that. We're starting to fall into that with Gase, which sucks. And maybe it's not Gase. Maybe it's Tannehill.
And that's true. Like, maybe, well, yeah, probably. I think it is.
He doesn't suck.
He's a better Bortles.
Yeah. Like, but that's the thing with guys like Bortles and Sanchez and, like, the quarterbacks that you can clearly tell don't have it. Like, Tannehill is like,
it's not clear that he doesn't have it.
Yeah, he's more like an Alex Smith, I guess. You know,
I you know what? Alex Smith was more consistent. You, like, now, like, he's,
that's fine.
Alex Smith was a better Alex Smith than Ryan Tannehill. Well, obviously he's
the same type of quarterback.
Yes, but Tannehill had a higher ceiling and a lower floor.
Slightly.
Alex Smith
slightly of,
Alex,
with both.
Alex Smith's ceiling was his floor. he's like, this is what you're getting. I won't do worse. But I won't do better. This is what you're getting.
Right.
And if your team was built to win with getting that much, you're fine.
Yeah.
Tannehill's, you know, can dud you out. Not terrible, but, and he can, you know, yeah, he's got a little wider swing. But everyone, Alex Smith that's C+, man. That's just that C+. That's just me in high school, man. Just like, just enough. Just
C+, B-, right?
Exactly.
He had some B- performances. And I feel like, and Tannehill's probably, like, his ceiling is a B and his floor is a C.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, they're similar. It's similar. It's
they're
a game
very
manager.
Similar. Yeah.
And that's not what you pay $26 million.
No, for. Absolutely not, unfortunately. I mean, so for the rest of the season, for these last five games, for him to realistically be, you know, worth keeping, like, he's really got to light it up. And they've got to win at least four out of these five games, I would say.
Correct. So you got the Bills at home now, and then you finish with Bills on the road. Got to win those.
Yep. And in the middle, you got Pats.
You go home for Pats.
Home for Pats.
At Mini.
And then home,
home
for Jags.
For Jacksonville. Yeah. And Jacksonville's in free fall. That's one of those. That's, I'd much rather catch them at the end than at the beginning.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, I hope Kessler's still the quarterback.
If
we missed out on Peterman, at least we'll get to play against Cody Kessler.
Honestly, I don't even know if that's better or worse than Bortles.
It's better.
If it's a broken Bortles, like a confidence broken Bortles, like like if he has to come in because Kessler got hurt, not because he's, like, played poorly. or something.
You've seen Cody Kessler play though, correct? He was the starting quarterback for the Browns for a while. He's really bad.
Yeah, but those Browns don't count. Like, anything that went to that team
died.
Dude,
he is really bad. Like, he's very bad. Yeah, like, super bad.
Wait, Superbad's good, right?
Oh, the movie Superbad is pretty good.
Just in general, like, if you have Superbad, that sounds like it's something good.
Yeah, no, he's awful, though. Like, he's much worse than Bortles. Like, Bortles threw for, like, 400 yards against us and five touchdowns or something.
Yeah, but Bortles has done that. I mean, the Bortles is the anti-Alex Smith, except his
ceiling is an A and his floor is in...
Is,
what, if there's anything lower than
is
an
a,
F.
Is, yeah, it's a U. It's
unsatisfactory.
It's a did not complete.
Right. Yeah. All right. So, it's... Like we started this off with, they're still in it. They're playing meaningful games.
They're in it. They
and
honestly,
in December,
you can't play the look ahead game. But to look ahead, that I don't even know if these stats are true. But I feel like You know, we always lose in New England, and we kind of win half the time at home against New England.
I'd say we win a little bit more than half.
Maybe even a little more than half. So that game, Pats are not look. I mean, they're a better team than the Dolphins,
oh,
top to
down.
Bottom.
Yeah, yeah.
But they're not as good as they've been. This is the feels like the worst Pats team we've seen in a long time.
Yeah, just like that Packers team is the worst Packers team we've seen in a long time.
Right. We didn't win that one. but what I'm saying is, in Miami, that's the game we need to be over 500.
Yeah, I mean, they can't, and the team itself can't be looking ahead. They really have to be taking it one game at a time. Like, they have to be focused on beating Buffalo this week.
I have enough focus for both weeks.
Yeah.
So, but that's the game, and we'll talk about it more if they can beat the Bills. But that's the game, right? Because like you said, we need to, going too many.
You get to 6-6. If you can win that Patriots game, and then you're 7-6, and then you go to Minnesota, and then who knows, right?
Oh God, this is just 8-8. It's just can we just stamp 8-8 on it and just go play golf?
Well, no, because then we wouldn't have a podcast.
Oh, what, you guys aren't listening to our golf podcast?
We could talk about. We want to talk about our fantasy football teams.
I don't know a thing about golf. I know a lot about fantasy football. Holy gosh!
Yeah, you're doing
good.
Pretty well.
I have just nobody wants to hear this.
Nobody wants to hear it.
Four,
you're right.
I'm in four leagues.
I don't even want to hear it.
Two teams.
And I'm in a league with you.
Two teams have already clinched byes. The other two are fighting for the playoffs.
Congratulations!
But they're all possible playoff teams. So that's pretty good. And yeah. I have two teams where I'm the clear favorite.
Well, that's great to hear, man.
That one that we're in with you, that I'm with you?
Yeah.
Yeah,
you're doing pretty well in that one.
Best team.
But that means the best team in that league has never, ever won the Super Bowl.
That's not true, because I have won it the last 2 years, and I've always had the best team.
No, but you weren't in first place going into the playoffs.
No, but I had the best team, like I do now.
That's what
I have the best team.
But you're in
you
first
can say
place.
It.
The
it's
first
okay.
place team never wins
just
the Super Bowl.
Just say it. Repeat after me.
You do not have the best. You do have the best team right now, but you're not going to win the Super Bowl.
Yeah, but you're bad at picks. Speaking of picks,
yeah.
I beat you again last week on our head-to-heads, 2-1. Like
you
I
did,
do
but the one
week.
That I won was like way more impressive than the two that I lost.
Yep, still counts as a 2-1.
It sure does, but can we talk about the one that I won?
Sure.
Do you want to talk about it? You want to tell me how great I am for picking that one and how wrong you were?
Honestly, I did. That was the one I had to. I just picked so we could have three games. I really didn't want to take Cincinnati.
You're lying because you love Cincinnati.
What? Not like the way you love the Jets.
No, 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 no.
So yes, in the picks, I like the Giants because they were getting 6 points and they used them to cover. I still
can't believe I took the Eagles in that.
Yeah, well, I can't believe I took the Bengals. Granted, I didn't know Mr. O'Driscoll. Sorry, that's a Red Dead.
Well, there was
reference.
Even before Dalton got hurt, they were getting murdered.
I know. No, they actually were getting murdered worse without Driscoll
right,
in there,
yeah.
Not just more prevent or whatever. But Cincy's defense doesn't seem to look like that defense that destroyed us in the fourth quarter anymore.
Well,
they
I guess
used up
Hugh,
all
Hugh
their...
Jackson's running their defense.
Oh,
now.
Well, there you go.
That's why. So
they have, and that's an offensive guy as the defensive assistant coach.
What do you make of that whole situation?
He's just his friend.
I meant like the whole Baker Mayfield calling him fake. Like, do you care? I don't care.
No, nobody cares. But you know what?
People do care. Like, that was all I heard on sports
nobody
radio.
Nobody listening
this morning.
To this cares because we're Dolphin fans. We don't give a crap about the Browns.
I could really care less. Like, honestly.
But again,
I don't understand how that's national news.
Well, because you got to talk about something.
I guess there's other things to talk about.
Like
how good the Saints are.
Boring. We've been talking about that. They've been good for a month.
Yeah, I don't know. There's all kinds of great storylines in the NFL right now. Anyway.
Let's talk about Mahomes.
Oh, that guy's awesome, too.
Why didn't we draft him? Oh, we had Tannehill.
Yeah.
All right.
You want to get into the picks?
Let's get into the picks.
All right. So we got tonight. New Orleans Saints at Dallas Cowboys. Orleans Saints favored by 8.5 is what I have.
Well, we've been going by this side. I have 8.
All right.
But 8.5. I don't care. I'm taking the Saints for both of those.
Yeah? You like them to cover?
Oh, yes, yes.
All right. Well, I'll take Dallas.
Oh, you're crazy. Already I win?
All right. So the next one on my list is Buffalo at Miami. We've already talked about it. This actually has it at 3.5, so it's not even 4.
Oh boy.
Yeah. So we've covered this.
The Dolphins. We're taking the Dolphins there.
Chicago Bears at New York Giants. No Mitch Trubisky this week. Bears still favored by 4 on the road.
Yeah, I'm Eli in that defense. And where is it?
It's in New York.
It's in New York. I'd still take the Bears.
I'd take the Bears too. I mean, they just beat that Lions team. It's very similar to the Giants, actually, in a lot of ways.
Like terrible,
right? Underachieving.
The reason I backed the Giants. I mean, the Giants were on a winning streak, but against terrible teams, and Philly has literally zero cornerbacks on their team at the so
no had the Giants won that game, like I'd feel a little better, I guess, about, like, I'd feel like, oh, they're on kind of a hot streak. But I mean, they were close to winning that game. But yeah, no, I like the Bears.
I mean, if the Bears can slow down Barkley, that team's in trouble. I mean,
yeah. So all right. Arizona Cardinals at Green Bay Packers. Green Bay Packers favored by 14. I don't know about that.
That's way too much. And now I think it's the Packers aren't eliminated yet, even though they are. They're not mathematically
eliminated.
That team
looks defeated.
That team's not good.
If only they could play the Dolphins every week. The Cardinals are worse than the Dolphins.
Yes. Yes. No, they're the worst team in the league.
Yeah, and they beat the Dolphins by 16 points.
No. The Arizona's the worst team in the league.
I know.
Oh, right.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah. I get it now.
Yeah.
This is like a do not bet for me. I wouldn't, because
Arizona's bad.
My brain would say that's too many points. There's no way I could lay the 14. Well, I can with Rodgers and.
But Arizona has a decent defense, right? Or no? Not really.
No, they don't have honestly, I don't know, but I can't. No, I don't think they do.
Yeah, give me the Packers.
Yeah,
I wouldn't bet on it.
I'm with you.
All right, Denver Broncos at Cincinnati Bengals. Denver favored by 5.5. Give me Denver.
Denver all day. Start your Philip Lindsay's, kids.
Yeah. All right. Baltimore Ravens at Atlanta Falcons. Atlanta favored 1.5. Oh yeah, that makes sense. Yeah, I like Atlanta.
Man, this is a tough one. Just because Atlanta's at home, right?
Right. I bet Lamar Jackson has a monster game. I should start him.
I have him in a league where I have Kirk Cousins, because I picked him up just because Cousins just had a bad week, and I'm like, I don't know if I could trust him, but
I have him in both my leagues.
They both, for both the last 2 weeks, they both have good matchups, so it didn't matter which one I started.
I have him and Cam Newton in one league, and
Cam's been hot.
I know, and I have him and Wentz in Stonecutters. So I'm thinking, I don't know. I really don't know.
We didn't talk about Philly yet, did we?
No, we haven't gotten there yet. I like Atlanta. Do I like Atlanta? I don't even know if I like
I by the way, just I would probably start Jackson over Wentz just because of you have the floor of the rushing, and Atlanta's defense is bad, and
yeah.
I don't know. I would probably roll the dice there. Although I think Philly's playing Washington. We'll get to that later.
All right.
So in this game,
Baltimore, Atlanta. It's 1.5 points for Atlanta, so it's basically a pick 'em. Like, who do you think's going to win?
You know what? I would pick Baltimore. I think I would take Baltimore in this game.
You don't think the home field advantage plays into it for Atlanta?
I mean, I think they're better at home, but they're not good this year. The the Ravens defense is still the Ravens defense. And
not really.
Well, maybe I'm just thinking in terms of fantasy, but they're decent. They're not like shut down.
Yeah.
But they're decent. It's more than playing. They have something to play for. It's like they need to win more.
Okay, that's
so
fair.
That's why I would lean towards the Ravens. I don't know if I'd put. I wouldn't put a lot of money on it.
Not taking any. I wouldn't put money on it either. I guess I'll say the Ravens win as well. Indianapolis Colts at Jacksonville Jaguars. Indianapolis Colts favored by 5. Oh man, Colts all day.
Yes,
I don't like the home dogs, but I mean this Jaguars team is starting Cody Kessler.
Yes, I will take the Colts.
Are you aware that Cody Kessler is playing quarterback?
I am. Somebody told me that. So it's funny. I noticed. So speaking of picks,
yes,
we've spoken about this, but I have a very cool pool that I'm in where you have to pick five games, and if you hit five out of five, you win the pot. And
right.
The pot starts at $500.
What's it at right now?
Well, last week it was $500, and I hit it. I split it with somebody, so
okay.
So I got my $250, but it cost $170 to play. So I'm in the green. Now
mm-hmm.
It's all free, but it was very fun because I hit it last week. But this week I looked and it's all road teams. I'm taking almost all road teams.
There's a lot of road. There's a lot of road favorites.
And they're favorites. I like home dogs, but I didn't like any of these home dogs, which means I'm going to get destroyed.
Yeah, I'm seeing a lot of road favorites. Speaking of, the Los Angeles Rams.
The Colts. Oh, so we're just...
Yeah, we're both taking the Colts.
This is the kind of game I could see them losing on the road or whatever, but I can't see them losing. But the Jags are too... They're too...
Not to Cody Kessler.
I don't know, man. The Kess? He must have a cool nickname, right?
Let's watch that game together so you can... I don't think you understand what Cody Kessler is.
I don't want to see Cody Kessler play until we play him. I want
all
it to
right.
be like a surprise.
A fresh
I don't
experience.
I don't want to open my Christmas present until Christmas morning.
Okay. All right. Speaking of home dogs, Los Angeles Rams at Detroit Lions. Los Angeles Rams favored by 10.
That sounds low.
They're on the road.
That sounds low. I'm Rams all day on that.
Oh, yeah, me too. But, I mean, 10 points on the road is
the Lions are terrible.
Don't tell that to our defense.
Hey, defense, the Lions are terrible. But Kerryon's probably not playing. They don't have two of the three receivers they had against us.
The Rams are going to win.
I know, but this isn't even... The Lions were like... Hey, are they good when we played them? They are like, oh, no, they're not right now.
Yeah.
And Marvin Jones...
Well, they traded
and
Golden Tate as well.
And Marvin Jones is on IR.
Yeah.
They literally have... All they have is Kenny Galladay.
Yeah.
And that's it.
Yeah. All right. Carolina Panthers at Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Carolina Panthers favored by 3.5.
Yeah. 3.5?
Yeah.
That's insane.
Well, they're on a... They've been losing a lot.
I don't care.
The Bucs just won.
The Bucs played them tough last time. I actually took the Bucs against them last time, and they didn't cover.
Yeah.
Looking for a backdoor cover.
No, I mean, Carolina wins. I don't think they're going to blow them out. Do you? No, they're not going to get blown out.
Carolina wins. Carolina wins comfortably, though. It might not be a blowout, but the
by a touchdown.
It will not be exciting. The last 3 minutes of the game will be decided.
All right. Here's a good one. Cleveland Browns at Houston Texans. Cleveland getting 6 points. I am taking Cleveland.
Wow. I won with Texans last week. You won with Cleveland last week.
I know.
Let's do it.
All right.
That's a lot of... Where is it?
It's in Houston.
Okay, yeah. I'm happy with that. So I got Texans -6.
Yep. And we had another one that we disagreed on.
It was
tonight.
The Saints.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
So hold on. Well, let's talk. I mean, this Texans team is weird because they don't look like a great team, but they might get the bye. They're tied, right? Aren't they? They're tied.
If they win this game, they're 9-3, which is why I'm picking against them.
But I'm saying right now the Steelers are the number 2 seed, right? They have a half game.
No, they're ahead of them now because the Steelers lost last week. But
the Steelers have a tie.
The Steelers are 7-3-1, and they're 8-3.
Okay.
So they have a half game lead on them.
And the Pats are 7-4 or 8-3?
8-3.
Okay. Oh, right, because they lost. That loss was huge.
Mm-hmm.
My God. By the way, that's 2 weeks. They lost to the Broncos, right?
Who?
The Steelers. Who did they lose to?
They lost to the Broncos.
That's 2 weeks in a row. They did that to the Broncos just knocked off the Steelers and the Chargers the week before that,
yeah.
Who also would have been tied with, like, who would have been tied for first.
Yeah.
Like, that's Bronco team. I mean, Grant, they're no joke.
I guess. I wish the Dolphins would play them. We seem to match up really well with them.
Mm. Well, right now, I'd rather just keep playing the Jets and the Raiders and get Arizona on there.
Yeah, that'd be nice. All right, so.
So what did we say about that?
I like Cleveland, you like Houston.
Right, okay.
Kansas City at Oakland. You want to guess? Oh, you have it in front of you. So
this
what
this
do you
one
have
has 15.5.
I got 15.5.
I'm actually surprised it's not more even on the road.
Yeah, even though it's a rival. I
don't
mean, the Raiders
care.
Are bad.
Kansas City.
Yeah, Kansas City. Same. All right. Next one I got is New York Jets at Tennessee Titans. What an exciting game that's going to be.
Excuse me, we're going to be huddled around Bills Dolphins. We can't really make fun of how bad any other game is.
Jets at Titans.
Is it 9?
It's 4. It's at 4 o'clock start, 8 point. I got 8 points for the Titans. Titans giving 8 points.
The Titans are bad. That's a lot of points.
That is. The Jets are also bad.
I know.
Is Darnold playing?
That's what you're catching me doing right now is looking that up.
I guess
we need
a
producer.
I like the Titans. We do need a producer.
He was limited again Thursday.
Man, I want him in there. I want him taking these lumps.
Yeah, honestly, I don't know if they're right now. I don't think they're worse with McCown.
No, he's probably Darnold's not. I've been saying this. He's not good.
It's early. You don't. Look, I hope you're right.
Oh, I'm right.
You're never right.
That's not true. I'm right 50% of the time.
50% of the time, you're rarely right.
50% of the time, I'm right all the time. All right, so Titans or Jets? Titans are giving 8 points. I think that's a lot for them because
I'm taking the Jets.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, really? I thought it was going to be.
I like the Titans to win, but I mean, it's probably going to be
that's
like
a lot of points.
It's like 24-17.
I don't think the Titans are good enough to be giving that to many teams.
Even at home, even the Jets. All right, San Francisco 49ers at Seattle Seahawks. We have a home favorite finally. Well, we had a home favorite in the last game too, but Seahawks by 10.
You know your Miami Dolphins are a home favorite.
They are, but barely.
Seahawks by 10. Yeah, I'm taking the Seahawks.
Same. They're hot right now.
They are. They're not a bad team.
Yep. Minnesota Vikings at New England Patriots. Oh, God. I want the Vikings to win this game so bad. They're
how many you
getting,
have on this?
They're getting 5.5. Okay. This. What are they getting over there?
5.
Oh.
These are two flawed contenders.
Correct.
Stretching contender. They're
Kirk Cousins has never won anything meaningful.
Not even that. I'm just talking about the way they've played this season.
Yeah.
Just taking the names off the jerseys or whatever. These are teams that have the ability to destroy but have also been destroyed or been beaten and just have not looked up to their potential.
I mean, the Vikings have better players on offense and defense than the Patriots. But
correct.
The Patriots are the Patriots.
The Patriots have Tom Brady and Bill Belichick.
Yep.
They're apparently good at what they do.
A little bit.
It's
in New England. They're like impossible to beat there.
You know what? I'm going with the Vikings. There's more heart than head.
Yeah?
Yeah.
All right. I'm going to take the Patriots, unfortunately.
Well, that's terrible because the other two were the ones I was going to win, so this is the one. You always win 1 week, and this will probably be the one.
No, I'm going to win tonight.
Oh, no. You've already lost it.
No, they're going to cover.
I know, but the people listening have already know the score, and they already know that the Saints win by more than
8.5 points.
Oh, well, I wrote down 8, which is from mine, but.
No, I want my half. That's going to matter in this one.
It won't. You can have it.
All right, so...
So I am taking the Vikes plus 5.5?
Yep.
Okay, that's fair, because this one only has 5, so if you're getting that half,
yep.
Then I'm getting this half.
All right, Los Angeles Chargers at Pittsburgh Steelers. This is going to be a good game. Pittsburgh is favored by 3.5 at home. I like Pittsburgh just because it's in Pittsburgh, and the Chargers don't travel well.
Yeah, honestly, I
want the Chargers to win.
I think the Chargers...
I know you want the Chargers to win because you love them.
I do. I just like San Diego.
Yeah. I like Lightning Bolts, too.
And I like the uniforms. Yeah. And I like Rivers.
Yeah.
I always have players that I like.
Rivers reminds me of all the quarterbacks now. Like, he reminds me the most of Marino. Like, he's like he's the one... Like, he's like the modern Marino
right.
that I can see out there.
The one that gets overlooked because he's never won the big game.
Puts up huge numbers, has incredible talent, is a great quarterback. He doesn't have the same arm strength,
no, I mean,
but he's got a really quick release like Marino did. He doesn't move well, but like moves well around the pocket.
I'm just, I don't know whether something, I don't really believe that a team can have a funk, but the Browns had a funk, you know, it's ownership, it's coaching.
Yeah.
The Chargers got this, like this kicking funk. Like, I don't think it matters who it is. And they've kind of have a coaching like brain fart funk. Like they should, as I know it's 2 weeks ago now, but that loss to the Broncos was insane. They had third down. Rivers just had to fall down and he it looked like he spiked it. They like threw it at somebody's feet. I'm like, just get sacked. Let the clock run.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
Yep.
Just fall down. So that was heartbreaking. So I don't know. This Steelers team, honestly, I was so ready to throw dirt on them at the start. I'm like, they're finally done.
No, and they're really good.
And goddamn, they're good.
Yep. Yeah. They're going to win the game. Monday night, Washington Redskins at Philadelphia Eagles. Philadelphia favored by 6. I like Philadelphia.
God, Philly has no DBs.
But yeah.
You got, oh my God, now.
They're going against Colt McCoy.
I'm like, Cody Washington Kessler. I'm like, no, wait, that's the wrong bad quarterback.
And Washington has no wide receivers. They'd have a great tight end. Two great tight ends.
A little, I had somebody mention this on some fantasy podcast I was listening to, but Jordan Reed has a little resurgence with Colt McCoy throwing the ball. He's kind of getting a little, for some reason, Alex Smith did not throw to him. Colt McCoy remembers what Jordan Reed used to be, so.
Well, Jordan Reed's awesome.
I know, but he's been a complete disappointment in fantasy.
Has he?
But the last 2 weeks, he's been big, so maybe a sneaky DFS play I give you for free.
Yeah, there you go. I still like the Eagles. You?
We've already got our three, so we don't need one for descent. I don't think I can go with the, I don't think I can go with the,
with Colt McCoy.
I don't think I can go with Colt McCoy on the road. Yeah.
Yeah. No, give me the Eagles.
I'll go with the Eagles.
All right.
As well.
So our three are I like the Cowboys, you like the Saints. What's the other one?
You like the Browns and I like the Texans.
Yep. And what's the third one?
You love the Pats, and I'll take the Vikings.
Don't love the Pats. All right. Yep. Okay. That's good. I'm gonna win this week.
Come on, you haven't won. You haven't won like a month and a half.
Probably. It's been a while.
It's not even fun to tally up. That's how bad you are at it.
Yeah. So I started. You know when I watched Arrested Development, the new ones on.
Oh my God! I can't believe I haven't watched those.
Any of them?
Not the new ones. I mean, I've watched the.
I watched the season 4 remix or whatever that they did.
Like, right, when
I
they just, put it in order.
Just
like,
finished that.
I haven't even watched that. I watched season really 4 originally.
Like, it made a lot more sense. The one thing I don't like about it, I guess my big thing was that I liked about the original series was everybody, Michael Bluth was likable and like he was like a, you know, I feel like in the season 4 that he was not likable. Like they made him like
it was Homer syndrome.
Yeah,
he wasn't a lovable idiot, but like Homer went from the lovable idiot to just an idiot.
Yeah,
but yeah, I agree. Like when it was more confrontational with his son, it was more. Yeah, it was more
not even that. Like I mean, like he was like a like I mean he was like a loser, and like it just wasn't like it was like ah oh, this isn't like you don't want to root for this guy. He's just an idiot. Like I don't know.
Right.
It was yeah. I didn't. That's the one thing that I think that's where I think they lost the show. So I'm watching. So season 5, I'm like a couple episodes in. It seems like it's a little back to the original formula. And I
need to
I'm
watch that
because
that's one of the best things I've ever seen.
The first 3 seasons were amazing. Yeah, it was very disappointing what happened.
I actually think I just need to.
Ooh, did Dallas already score?
They are kicking a field goal right now.
That looks like an extra point to me.
That's funny because it's worth 3 points.
And did he make it?
He did because it already says 3 down here.
There we go. All right, well. It looked like an extra point. I guess they got all the way down there. Is that Amari Cooper? Oh, no, that's somebody else. Whatever.
So you got yourself an 11.5-point lead right now.
Boom.
How you feeling about it?
Pretty good. I think that, I mean, the Saints are going to win, but the Cowboys are a good team. I think they're going to win that division and make the playoffs. Probably won't make a lot of noise, but.
I don't think you really realize how good the Saints are.
Oh, no, I do. Oh, they're going to win this. Ooh, boy, that Saints-Rams game in the playoffs is going to be awesome.
It is.
That's going to be cool. Those are the two best teams in football.
Here's a question.
Yeah.
For the ages. Do the Chiefs make the Super Bowl?
No.
Do the Chiefs win their first playoff game?
Yes.
The bye. And they lose in the conference championship game to whoever. Steelers, Chargers, Patriots.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, not the Chargers. Steelers or Patriots win. I don't think the Chargers are going to make it through. I'm just
picking the three.
Rob.
Those are like right now Texans. I don't put the Texans on par with that. I think the Chargers are on par with those teams.
I mean, you're going to break it down. You're going to the Chargers and the Colts are going to be your playoff, your wild cards. And then your division winners are going to be the Chiefs, the Pats, the Steelers, and the Texans.
Right, but I'm saying, but I think the Chargers are better than the Texans. They just happen to be in the same division as the Chiefs. I'm like,
yeah. Oh no, that could be your first round. Your first round will probably be Chargers at Texans.
Right.
Chargers should win that game, and then, yeah, Colts at Steelers probably.
On it. Hey, it really works this time.
Ah, look at that. What were you saying?
I was going to say that the Texans might actually get a bye, depending on how this season goes out.
I don't think they're going to get a bye.
They don't deserve a bye.
No, they're not going to win out.
All right. Go Fins!
The Dolphins are going to win out.
Go Fins!
Hello, I'm Spencer Hall from SB Nation, and I want to tell you about my new show, It Seems Smart. It Seems Smart is a show about people doing things that, for some reason or another, seemed smart at the time. Those things might include doing a little cocaine and driving a bike up a mountain. Or, I don't know, maybe racing 100 miles per hour across the country in the middle of the night with no one's permission. Or even stealing a bat from an umpire's room in a Major League Baseball park. Check it out, and if you like it, tell a friend. I'm Spencer Hall. Don't do anything smart.